What is up, guys? I hope everybody is still motivated, amped up, charged up towards their New Year's Eve goals, or New Year's goals, I'm sorry. I know that normally people start right around the first week, the first full week. If you're one of those very motivated people that took the fact that New Year's started on a Monday, technically, and Tuesday would have been the first day for you to get started, then I applaud you going into your second week, or this starting your second week. But if you just started yesterday, I really hope you ain't already lost motivation. What typically happens is that people reevaluate their goals after giving about a week's worth of energy and efforts toward it and start to kind of doubt it, start to kind of compromise, slip into old habits. So don't let that be you, first and foremost. But that has nothing to do with what I want to talk to you guys about today. I was really just in thought while driving, and I saw all these different bumper stickers, right? I saw one that was like a gay flag. I saw one that was like a Trump sticker. I saw another, and it's so much going on right now that kind of forces people to pick how they want to identify. Such a big thing about gender right now, you know, it's if you're a boy, if you're a girl. But I think if you really look at a person, you want to look at how they are more than what they are. You don't want to even get caught up in who they are. I mean, sure, you might stand in front of your favorite artist or your favorite actor or politician, you know, and say, wow, this is so amazing. I'm standing here with such and such. But then shortly after that, I hope you would come to the realization that, oh, they're a person just like me. They're just very different from you. And that goes into how they are. How they are is what made them what they are, right? And I don't care if a person is gay or straight or tall or short or fat or racist or whatever. You know, people that are unpleasant things, I don't want to spend as much personal time with, you know, but I can tolerate many different types of people. And it's because I don't sum up a person based off of the one thing that I don't like about them or the one thing that I do like about them. Now, I might think you're really cool if we have something that I really like in common, and that might make me more likely to put up with a lot of stuff that I don't, or a few things that I don't really like about you. But if we have something in common that's like super dope, but then you have these like terrible traits, I'm not going to overlook those terrible traits because, you know, you like to play Call of Duty Blackout, or you enjoy working out, or you're a life coach as well, or speaking is your thing, etc. I'm not going to overlook all the bad and focus on the good. And at the same time, I'm not going to only focus on the bad and overlook all the good in a person. So there's a balance, you know, and the balance is how many good things do you do versus how many bad things do you do? Are you more good than bad? How much good do you do versus how much bad do you do? It's very, very simple. A very simple equation to put together, rather. And so I just employ people to stop focusing so much on what you call yourself and what you identify as, but how you operate, you know, as that thing that you identify as. You can be tall, black, and handsome, but are you tall, black, and handsome, honest, upright, you know, person of ethics and a person of character, or are you tall, dark, and handsome, and a liar, a cheater, everyone has something bad to say about you because you've burned everybody that you've crossed paths with, etc. You know, you want to look great on Instagram. We pose, we hit these angles to fulfill this image that we have portrayed in our mind, but then in real life we're stuck with the reality of what we truly are. And so I employ people to make sure that what people experience in real life and what people experience outside of the titles that we have always be more meaningful and more impactful than what they might have preconceived of us. Let them always be surprised that you're even cooler in real life, you know. And granted, if you're Barack Obama or Madonna or Michael Jackson or somebody, it's going to be hard for a lot of people to get over the fact that you are that person, being the fame you might have or the money that you might have. But at the exact same time, you can so easily be even cooler, because if you are who you are and you're just a little bit of a good person, people praise you so much because they think, you know, if you're in that position, you don't have to care what anybody thinks, you don't have to do what anybody wants you to do, you don't have to, it doesn't matter because you're rich and you're famous already. So anything that you do is really out of the goodness and kindness of your heart. So people that don't have to be good and kind because public perception doesn't really matter so much because they've kind of already made it, so they have the freedom to be who it is they really want to be. We tend to praise them a lot more than we might praise people that are trying to make it, that are on the come up, etc. And so the people that we see on a daily basis, we might say, oh, this person's a really good person. Nobody knows them. And then the people that everybody knows, we just assume they are however we see them as, you know. And so don't be starstruck. Don't be gender struck. Don't be orientation struck. Don't be struck by anything. Be struck by character. Be struck by quality. That's it. Anyway, that's all I got. I hope you guys have a beautiful week. I'll probably touch bases a little bit later in the week. No promises. I have a lot of things going on right now. About to knock out this boxing seminar. Got a couple corporate wellness events coming up. And so excited about what the immediate future holds for me. Love you guys. Peace.
Guess you gave yourself 4 months. Why are you getting caught up on...